So many people have written in to the My Cancer website to talk about their fears. What will the next test show? Will cancer that was gone come back? Will there be more bad news? We've all been there, those dark hours in the night when it can feel like all we have is fear. People with cancer get used to bad news. After all, they get a lot of practice, and the doctors are very good at breaking bad news. But no matter what the words are, the patient can usually tell ahead of time. It's a look the doctors get, the way they back into the bad news. Now, you can tell yourself to expect the worst. Trouble is, with cancer, you're rarely disappointed. And let's face it, we all know when we're lying to ourselves. Even when we say we're expecting the worst, there's still a little part of us that remains hopeful, in spite of our own best efforts. This time, maybe there really will be good news. It takes a lot to beat back hope. But what are we really scared of? Are we all scared of death? It comes for everyone, and in many cases, death can bring peace. Maybe what we're really afraid of is the physical act of dying. Will it be painful? Will it be slow? Will it be scary? When I was first diagnosed, I was terribly afraid. I couldn't really explain what I was scared of, the unknown probably. I just know that I was very, very frightened. But now, I think my fears are different. Now, I worry about my loved ones, how they will do after I'm gone. I fear that I'm being tested by this disease, but that I may not learn the right lessons. And yes, I'm afraid that my death, when it comes, will be painful, and not just for me. Maybe the biggest difference for people with cancer is that we have so much time to think about our deaths. I listen to the radio in the morning, for the weather and traffic mostly, and every once in a while you'll hear the traffic reporter say that there's been a fatal accident. Most people probably react angrily, another delay, late for work. But that's truly a tragedy. Some man or woman got up, had coffee, read the paper, got dressed, left for work, and never made it. No time to think about it, no blogs or podcasts about their thoughts. But cancer patients live with the specter of their own deaths always hovering nearby. Maybe time diminishes the fears a little bit. Maybe after living with them so long, those fears lose their power. I hope so, for my sake and for the sake of all of you who have talked about your fears and those of you who haven't. I guess in the end, maybe there really isn't anything that we should fear. It's going to be okay. Really.